はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう東京、ちぐさです。
Peter here. Survival phrases number 35. As always brought to you by Air Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. So, Chigusa-san, what's going on in Japan nowadays?
Basketball fever.
English, please.
Basketball fever.
Yes. This year, the World Championships are being hosted in Japan. For the basketball world, all eyes are on Japan.
Yay!
Starting last week, famous players started arriving in Japan, and then the news frenzy started. Play started last weekend. So much is going on here dealing with basketball. You can't escape it. Newspapers, news, it's everywhere. How about you, Chigusa-san? Are you caught up in the fever too?
I'm left behind.
Do you like basketball?
I used to be the boys' basketball team manager in junior high. Yes.
So come on, you gotta like it.
I'll catch up.
Okay, so which team are you rooting for?
Japan.
So Chigusa-san, how can I ask you, what team are you rooting for?
どこのチームを応援していますか?
One more time, nice and slow.
どこのチームを応援していますか?
I notice the first part is an interrogative, meaning where. Give it to us one more time.
どこ?
This is followed by?
の.
The possessive particle. Next we have?
チーム.
Break that down.
チーム. チーム.
Team. So give us the first part of the sentence.
どこのチーム?
Where's team? Next we have?
応援.
This is?
Support.
Break it down.
お、う、え、ん、応援.
Followed by?
しています.
This is the present progressive of the verb?
する.
The grammar behind it is a little beyond the scope of this lesson, but when combined with?
応援.
Means supporting. And last we have?
か.
Again, indicating a question. So give us the whole expression.
どこのチームを応援していますか?
Which team are you supporting? Which team are you rooting for? And this is relevant today for many reasons. We're going to get into one later on, but for now... Chigusa-san.
Hey.
I can't believe my eyes. Look at what the cat just dragged in.
お久しぶりです。
お久しぶりです。
Welcome back, Yoshi-san.
ただいま帰りました。
お帰りなさい。
His first day back and he's late. Yes, Yoshi-san is back. So Yoshi-san, how was it? Give us some details.
Good.
That about covers your 3-week, not one, not two, but 3-week vacation? Just good?
It was great.
So come on, give us some details.
Okay, my friend's wedding was great. I got to see all my old friends. And I got to see all my family, my brother's family, sister's family, my parents, and my nieces and my nephews growing so fast. I couldn't believe it.
And your hair grew fast too. Did you see his ponytail?
I'm not looking in his direction.
He's got really long hair now.
Look at me, Peter.
Well, Yoshi-san, it is so great to have you back. And now, what did you say when you first came in the door?
Tadaima.
The literal translation is just now, but it's a term that's often used when one comes home. So it can be interpreted as I'm home. And Yoshi-san, it is great to have you back home. Welcome home, Yoshi-san.
Thank you. Tadaima.
And Chigusa-san, what do we say when someone comes home?
Okaeri.
Which is the polite form of to return. But here it's interpreted as welcome back.
Right. You can also say okaeri nasai to make it more polite too.
But what about for Yoshi-san's level?
Okaeri.
Yes, because he's on that intimate level. All right. So Yoshi-san, you got here just in time. I was about to ask Chigusa-san which team she's rooting for. So why don't you take that off my hands? Let's ask Chigusa-san what team she's rooting for.
Chigusa-san, どこのチームを応援していますか?
日本です。
Japan, correct?
Correct.
Chigusa-san, let's ask Yoshi-san which team he's rooting for.
Yoshi-san, どこのチームを応援していますか?
アメリカです。
Yoshi-san, welcome back!
Sam, I'm back!
Yes! Which team are you rooting for, Yoshi-san?
America!
Yes, Yoshi! And feel free to throw the question my way.
Peter-san, どこのチームを応援していますか?
America です。
Of course!
Yes! So, now in the previous basketball lesson, we covered six teams. In the tournament, there's 24 teams, so Chigusa and I have made a special bonus track covering the rest of the teams and nationalities. So if you want that track, stop by JapanesePod101.com. It's there as the bonus track, and inside you'll find all the other countries and their nationalities. And now for today's lesson, what we're going to work on is finding the stadium and finding your seat. Currently, the first round of the tournament is being held at four locations throughout Japan. Again, we covered this. And four stadiums. Now, what we're going to do today is work on finding those four stadiums. In most cases, people will take a train to get nearby the stadium. Now, most likely, they'll have people pointing you in the direction. But the thing about these structures, they can be applied to other situations. If you're going to Kabuki Theater, if you're going to No Theater, if you're going to any event in Japan, you'll be able to use what we're going to teach you in this sequence and apply it across the board. That's why it's very useful. We're going to give you four questions that you can use when looking for something. Now, three of them we've already covered in the past, and one of them is going to be new. All right? So let's just go through them. With that said, let's use Hamamatsu Arena. Chigusa-san, first one.
Hamamatsu Arena wa doko desu ka?
Where is Hamamatsu Arena? This structure we've covered in a previous lesson. The location you're looking for comes first, followed by a fixed phrase. With that being,
wa doko desu ka?
Next we have,
Hamamatsu Arena ni ikitai in desu ga.
Again, we covered this in a previous lesson. The first part, the location, changes. What stays the same is,
に行きたいんですが
I want to go to, and then you enter the location. In this case, Hamamatsu Arena. I want to go to Hamamatsu Arena. And finally we have Chigusa-san.
Hamamatsu Arena を探しているんですが
I'm looking for Hamamatsu Arena. Can you give it to us one more time?
Hamamatsu Arena を探しているんですが
What's going to stay the same in this sentence?
を探しているんですが
Let's take a closer look in there. First comes location. In that sentence, it was?
Hamamatsu Arena.
So this is a part that's going to change. This is followed by the object marker.
を.
This is followed by?
探している.
This is the present progressive of the verb?
探す.
To search for, to look for. Again, the grammar is beyond the scope of this lesson, but you can notice some similarities from the first verb in the present progressive form that we introduced, which is?
応援している.
The verb in the te form followed by the iru is the same. This is then followed by?
ん.
Which is a contraction of?
の.
Again, used when explaining something or to draw a response from the listener. This is followed by?
です.
The polite form of the copula. And finally we have?
が.
Which softens a request and lets the listener know that you're asking for help because it's actually a statement here. I'm looking for...and the location. In this case, I'm looking for Hamamatsu Arena. When you add the ga on the end,
んですが,
it lets the listener know that you want his input and help. Now, with these three questions, you should be able to find your way to any venue in Japan. Now, we always give you the way to ask, and we understand that sometimes the most difficult part is listening to the answer and understanding the answer. So we're going to give you some practice at that now. Yoshi-san,who has arrived in Hamamatsu Station, is going to ask for directions to the arena from Hamamatsu Station. Okay? Please listen, see what you can pick up. Here we go.
すみません。Hamamatsu Arena に行きたいんですが。
ここから東海道線に乗って天竜川で降りてください。そこから歩いて5分です。
すみません。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
ここから東海道線に乗って天竜川で降りてください。そこから歩いて5分です。
ありがとうございます。すみません。他の方法はありますか？
はい、 ここからバスに乗って浜松アリーナ駅で降りてください。そこから歩いて1分です。
ありがとうございました。
Now let's go through that conversation one more time.
すみません。
Excuse me.
浜松アリーナに行きたいんですが。
I want to go to 浜松アリーナ。
ここから東海道線に乗って。
From here, ride the 東海道 line.
天竜川で降りてください。
And get off at 天竜川 station.
そこから歩いて5分です。
From there, walk 5 minutes. Let's just quickly go over this one more time. Give us the first part, Chikusa-san.
ここから
From here. That's the little translation. From here.
東海道線に乗って
東海道線東海道 line. 線 is the line. So whatever comes before that, that's the name of the line.
天竜川で降りてください。
Then we have the particle
に
and the verb
乗って
which is used when we ride on a moving vehicle. Whether it's a train, plane, car, this is the verb and particle that we use. Next we have
天竜川で降りてください。
The first part is the name of the station.
天竜川。
Then we have the particle
で
which marks a place where action takes place and this action being
降りて
to get off in its te form.
ください。
Followed by please.So please get off at 天竜川 station.
そこから
Previously we had
ここから
From here. This time we have
そこから
From there.
歩いて5分です。
A 5-minute walk. This was followed by
他の方法はありますか?
Is there another way? Break that down first. Give us the first part.
他の
Another
方法
Way.Method. So when we put them together,
他の方法
another method. We get another method. This is followed by
は
marking particle は then
あります
Literally, the verb to exist for inanimate things, but we interpret this as there is, followed by
か
the question marking particle. Put it all together.
ありますか
Does there exist literally and interpreted as is there?Is there another way? And the station worker answers,
ここからバスに乗って浜松アリーナ駅で降りてください。
So much similar to what we just had, just a different vehicle. Give us the first part one more time.
ここから
From here, same.
バスに
Last time we had a train. This time it's
バス
As we said, with all vehicles, when we ride them, it takes the particle
に
Followed by the verb
乗る
And again, it's in its te form here. So we have
に乗って
Next
浜松アリーナ駅で降りてください
We have a location
浜松アリーナ駅
浜松アリーナ station And we're going to get off there. So we mark it with the particle
で
Followed by the verb
降りる
In its te form, which is
降りて
And followed by please
ください
Now you can see here, while these directions may seem intimidating, there are so many similarities in there. Finally we have
そこから歩いて1分です。
First part
そこから
From there
歩いて
This is the te form of the verb
歩く
To walk Followed by
1分です。
One minute walk From there, it's a 1-minute walk. This sentence is exactly the same as the one given in the previous directions, except for the timePreviously we had 5 minutes, here we have 1 minute. That's the only thing that changes. All right, so with these directions, you found your way to the arena. Now you're in the arena, and you're looking for your seat, but you can't find your seat. Yoshi-san, help us out. What can we say here?
You can call the person who worked there, and you can show your ticket, and ask the person, この席はどこにありますか?
Where is this seat? Let's give you some more options here.Chigusa-san, you can also say,
この席はどこですか?
And Yoshi-san, you can finally say,
この席を探しているんですが。
I'm looking for this seat. Now, we have 4 that we introduced today, but one of them would sound a bit strange here, right, Yoshi-san?
Yes.
Which one would that be?
The structure に行きたいんですが。
So you can't use that when looking for a seat. Yoshi-san, which one would you use?
この席はどこにありますか?
Ah, the easy one. Chigusa-san, which would you use?
この席はどこですか?
Interesting. So Chigusa-san, what about the third option? 探してるんですか? Would you use that?
Personally, I don't think I would because the sentence is sort of long.
Uh-huh.
And the workers would know that you're looking for a seat if you show them the ticket. So there's no need to say such a long sentence, but you can use it if you want to.
All right. What kind of situations would you use that for?
探しているんですが? Restaurants or like places, shops.
All right. Yeah. So when looking for the seat, you might want to slim it down to the two options.
この席はどこですか?
Or
この席はどこにありますか?
All right. So that's going to do for today. A long lesson in a hot studio. Really, we're looking forward to September when it cools down a bit. As a special bonus track, we're going to have directions to the Saitama Super Arena from Ueno in Japanese. There's going to be two ways to get there. So stop by JapanesePod101.com, pick this up. Also, pick up the PDF. We're going to have two bonus tracks today. The other bonus track with all the nationalities and country names in there. So much more inside the Learning Center to bring it all together. So stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave a post. That's going to do for today.
またね。
またね。